Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kung ikaw ay kumita sa Australia sa pagitan ng July 1 at June 30, kakailanganin mo magpasa ng pagbabalik ng buwis o tax return sa 31 na Oktubre na siyang huling araw ng pagpapasa nito. Narito ang ilang mga paraan na maaaring magamit sa pag-claim ng mga tax refund at bawasan ng iyong bayarin sa buwis para sa taong pinansyal. Sa tampok na ulat ni Ami Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Mahigit sa 30 milyong mga mamamayan at mga residente sa Australia ang magsusumite ng kanilang tax return sa taong ito. Bahagi ng prosesong ito ay ang pagtatasa ng tanggapan ng Australian Tax Office ng pagiging karapat-dapat o eligible para sa mga tax refund habang magiging kaiba ang taon na ito kaysa sa karaniwan dahil sa mga hakbang pang-ekonomiya na ginawa ng gobyerno ng Australia kaugnay ng COVID-19. Ayon kay Michael Crocker, ang Australian tax leader para sa Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, magiging exempted mula sa pagbabayad ng buwis sa mga tao na may kakaibang trabaho o mga odd jobs na hindi formal na itinuturing na nakaempleyo. Ang mga empleyado na kumikita ng mas mababa sa $18,200 ay hindi bubuwisan, bagaman obligado pa rin silang mag-lodge ng kanilang tax return. Exempted din ang mga naka-working holiday na may hawak ng mga Visa 417 at Visa 462 na kumikita ng mas mababa sa $37,001.
Generally, you'll need to lodge a personal tax return if you've earned salary or wages and you've had PAYG withheld from the salary. So it's important that even if you're on a low income tax bracket and don't actually have tax to pay or much tax to pay, you might be eligible for a refund, and the only way you can get a refund is to lodge that return.
Pumirma ang Australia sa mga kasunduan sa buwis sa higit sa 40 mga bansa para ibahagi ang mga pinansyal na impormasyon ng mga individual para maiwasan ang dobleng pagbubuwis o double taxation at fiscal evasion mula doon sa mga kumikita sa ibang bansa habang naninirahan dito.
It's a golden rule, I think, just to assume that the ATO know a lot more about you than perhaps you think they do. So always be honest about your tax affairs and your income and assets so you don't fall foul of the ATO, because if they have this information and find that you haven't made a full disclosure, then the ATO is empowered to impose penalties and interest for people who do the wrong thing.
Halos kalahati ng mga manggagawa sa Australia ay eligible o karapat-dapat para sa ibinibigay ng federal na pamahalaan na $1,500 bawat dalawang linggo na JobKeeper payment na itinuturing na taxable income o kita na kailangang magbuwis.
It's a system where there are winners and some losers. Not everyone is eligible. 1 March was a critical date to be an employee, and in some cases, employers who have dismissed long-standing employees can rehire them and re-engage them.
Sinabi ni Anand Shukla, principal ng A1 Accountants sa Melbourne, ang ibang mga manggagawa ay maaaring mas nakakariwasa kaysa bago ang outbreak ng COVID-19.
If one of the workers is part-time and is working less hours and should effectively be paid less than $1,500 because those are the number of hours that they have worked for, then they would still be eligible to receive $1,500 minimum, because this money is going to come from the government to the employer to be paid towards the employee. And this is what the legislation states, that the minimum payment has to be $1,500. Now, if an employee works longer hours and the employer owes more than $1,500, then whatever the employer needs to top up, the employer will have to come up with that portion of the payment.
Ang JobKeeper program ay isang komplikadong proseso para sa ilang mga employer. Ngunit sinabi ni Shukla, hindi ito dapat pumigil sa mga empleyado na maging proactive at maging parte para mapabilis ang proseso.
There is a form that the ATO has come up with, which employees need to actually fill out. It's called JobKeeper Employee Nomination Notice. So employees who are eligible should download this form from the ATO's website, fill it out and hand it over to your employer. And then the employer will use that information and submit information to the tax office to then receive payments on their behalf.
Payo niya na mga empleyado na binigyang abiso na sila eligible para sa JobKeeper na dapat na agad na ibalik sa kanilang employer ang mga form na kanilang sinagutan sa lalong madaling panahon.
The time window for this is going to be between 20th of April to the 30th of April. So if there is a delay in submitting this information, there is a possibility that some of them might miss out on these payments. And this is the employer missing out on the payments that the employer has already made to the employee. There will be delays and there could be hiccup getting these payments from the tax office if you don't follow the protocols as they have been laid by the tax office.
Ani Shukla, posibleng maraming Uber at food delivery drivers ang hindi makakuha ng mga karapat-dapat na tax refund dahil sa hindi maayos na pag-iingat o pagpapanatili ng kanilang mga record.
An Uber driver would be eligible to claim fuel, insurance, car registration, repairs and maintenance, any leasing costs such as if the car is on loan, any cleaning or car washer expenses. They use their mobile to provide all these services. They can claim for mobile as well. And then there will be accounting fees, parking, if they provide mint and water to the people they are driving. So all of those expenses, they would be eligible to claim only if they maintained accurate records.
Nagbibigay ang gobyerno ng 80 sentimo o 80 cents bawat oras ng trabaho para sa milyon-milyon na mga manggagawa sa Australia na naka-work from home o pansamantalang nagtatrabaho mula sa bahay dahil sa COVID-19. Ani Shukla, yung mga gumagamit ng mas malaking espasyo upang gawin ang kanilang trabaho mula sa bahay ay maaaring makakuha ng dagdag na deduction o bawas basta mayroon silang detalyadong record gamit ang actual cost method.
You would have to note down all of these expenses and use the floor area of your house, which is actually used to generate that income, such as a study area or a specific room, to then claim those actual expenses. So it's a bit of a complex process where you will have to have records for every deduction that you are looking to claim.
Ang mga sole trader na naka-work from home ay may karapatan din sa parehong tax entitlements na mayroon ng mga empleyado na nagtatrabaho mula sa bahay o mga naka-work from home. May posibilidad din na makaklaim ng mga deduction o mga pagbabawas mula sa kanilang mga mortgage at renta o upa. Bagaman nagbabala si Shukla na maaaring magkaroon nito ng mga implikasyon sa capital gains tax ng isang homeowner.
This person would be eligible to claim a portion of his rent if he's renting or if it is a mortgage or if there is a loan on the property, then he will be able to claim that as well. However, look, keep in mind, if you own the property and if you have a mortgage on that, then you are exempt from capital gains tax on a primary place of residence if you decide to sell the property in the future. So if you claim a portion of your property on tax, then you would also have to pay a little bit of capital gains tax prorated to what you have claimed in the past. There are many rules associated with this and you should get professional advice.
Ang proseso ng pagsubaybay sa mga record para sa tax return ay direkta at simple lamang ayon kay Michael Croker.
It's a bit of a nightmare keeping all these records, but the ATO does have an app where you can take a photo of your receipts, etc., on your mobile phone and load it up to a site called My Deductions. That's an easy way of keeping track of all your bits of paper. And at the end of the year, typically a lot of Australians would just check in with a tax agent.
Nakipagtulungan ang ATO sa halos 700 organisasyon na mula sa iba't ibang kultura at wika upang ipamahagi ang mga impormasyon tungkol sa buwis. Maging maalam tungkol sa impormasyon sa buwis sa ATO Tax Talk website sa inyong wika o tumawag sa ATO sa bilang 132861 para sa mga payo. Maaari ding eligible ka para sa libreng tax help kung ikaw ay kumikita ng mas mababa sa $60,000. Kung kailangan ng tulong sa wika, tawagan ng Translating and Interpreting Service sa 131450 at hilingin na maikonekta ka sa ATO helpline.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.